I had no idea what had just happened or why they appeared so angry. And then I realized, from their point of view, I had just thrown the money on the floor in what could only be regarded as a gesture of utter contempt. I was about to explain, to drop to one knee and try to gather the coins up and beat a hasty retreat, and then...
Oh, how dare you, you little whore's son. This is how you respond to my generosity. I have been patient with you, from pity for your lame state, if nothing else, but my patience is done. Out! Now!
For once in my life, I felt truly empowered. My head was swimming with the giddiness of the sensation. Here was a knight, a highly ranked knight, surrounded by his fellows, getting himself into an uproar owing to a perceived insult by me, an individual who was so comparatively low on the social scale of Asteria that I might as well not have existed at all. It was as if I, a low-born, lame son of a whore, had been elevated to peer of a knight just by dint of appearing to be an ingrate. I didn't want to let go of this power. I liked making the knights mad. I wanted to do it because it gave me a twisted pleasure to be able to affect them in that way. Here I had been, subject to their sneers and clear attitude of superiority, as if I was shit on their shoes. They weren't sneering now. No, they weren't.
How dare I? How dare you? How dare you call yourselves knights and lovers of justice? I spit on your offering! I spit on you!
The burly knight was trembling with rage, but he was remaining where he was. I was presupposing that these mighty soldiers wouldn't want to sully themselves attacking a mere lame peasant.
Have you forgotten where you are? Who you are? Who we are? This is Sir Justice of the High Born. I am Sir Coriolis of the Middlelands. Who do you think you are? Speak to us.
I am apropos of nothing. And as far as I'm concerned, you can kiss my lame whore's son ass.
I figured this was the point when they would have the guards evict me. It was only when Justice and Coriolis yanked their swords free of their scabbards that I realized I had figured wrong.
Now you're going to be apropos less of nothing. Less an ear, less an arm. Or maybe I'll just relieve you of that useless leg of yours.
The softness in his voice was enough to make me believe, just for a moment, that he was still giving me a chance to leave. That was another miscalculation on my part, however, for without another word, Sir Justice charged. Although he wielded only a short sword, it made him no less dangerous, and I could see even from where I stood the razor sharpness of the blade. I also noticed, much to my surprise, that Justice was missing two fingers on his right hand. Yeah. Coriolis was coming in as well, but from a different angle and a bit slower, clearly more than happy to let Justice have the initial pleasure of carving me to bits. Naturally, I did the only thing I could under the circumstances. I ran like hell. At least that was what I tried to do. But at that moment, everything that was wrong and had ever been wrong with me caught up in one shot. My lame right leg gave out and I wasn't able to recover because a staggering spell of dizziness went through me. I tried to reverse myself, to clutch onto my staff and balance myself that way, but it didn't work. Instead, I tumbled to the floor, my staff still in my hand, but otherwise helpless. One would have thought that considering the fact that I was fallen, Justice would have backed off. But there was bloodlust in his eyes, his honor too much at stake, and he didn't slow his charge in the least. He came within a couple of feet of me, and, setting himself in a stance, brought his blade up and back like a butcher about to cleave the skull of a hog. But as my vision blurred, I realized I was still clutching my staff, angled up across my body, and that the dragon end of the staff was in proximity to Justice's crotch. I squeezed the handle. And the 4-inch blade, rigged up by Tacit, obediently snapped out of the dragon's mouth, positioned no more than a cat's whisker from Justice's most vulnerable area. The snap sound of the blade was most distinctive, and the area from which it originated caught Justice's attention so that he was wise enough to look down and see his peril. He froze in position. Coriolis, on the other hand, didn't notice his associate's jeopardy and was standing nearby my waist on the other side, apparently ready to hack me in two.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Their view of what was occurring was partly blocked by the position of the knight's own bodies, but others were starting to draw nearer to the little standoff we were having, and their eyes bulged when they saw the predicament.
You wouldn't dare.
Coriolis's sword was still pointed to bisect me, but he didn't sound terribly sure of that.
Your swords each have to travel approximately 6 feet down in order to strike. My blade, on the other hand, has only half an inch to its target and requires not much of a thrust to strike home. Even a dying jab will suffice. The question presented is, can you kill me before the lowborn unmans the highborn?
It was, in retrospect, an impressive speech considering that every word was an effort for me to form. My tongue felt as if it had swollen to twice its normal size, and my voice sounded thick to my ears. But obviously I had gotten my point across, so to speak. No one moved. For a moment, I thought we might be there forever.